Biden says last night he's going to open the ports up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That ain't going to do no good. They ain't got truck drivers to haul the things out from down there.
I need to get me my tweet card.
Yeah, it's mine, but after I retired, I said, they ain't no need me keep renewing these Class A CDLs and taking the physical. I'm retired. I ain't driving. And now I wish I'd have kept my CDLs. I think I'd still be able to drive for somebody like Ray Walker or N.W. White or something. I just ain't able to run heavy equipment now. K4OIM for ID.
KZM, yeah, the people that I work for were taking, but they work you about 50 to 60 hours a week, normally 50 to 55, but they've gone up to 60 before. But, yeah, if you have that, they definitely take you.
And, having them plates in my neck and all, I'm still physically able to work. I'd give anything to go back to work. I think I could still run an excavator because if you bounce around on an excavator, it's your own stupid fault. You didn't level your work pad up good enough. But I know I could never get back on a pan or a dozer or a... I always told them I couldn't run a motor grader anyway. I hate a motor grader. They as bad as driving one of them old duplex transmissions. You hit a rock or a hard place in the road, that control lever kicks back in the palm of your hand, keeps it bruised up. But my daughter tells me I'm crazy. Daddy, you too old to go back to work. I'm working now. I'm babysitting my grandson. I have to pick him up at school at 2:30 in the afternoon and watch him till she gets home about 6:15. But he's all right. He's a good kid. He just gets his cell phone and comes out here and sits on the porch playing video games on it. He's interested in radio, so I bought him some walkie-talkies and I intentionally leave him on at night so the battery will go dead where he won't drive me crazy. Papa, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? He'll walk all around the house. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
That's so funny. And about working, I'll put it this way. When I went to get my license, my CDL, the company that sent me to school for my CDL, they put me with the driver when I got out of there for some training to show me the ropes and everything, how everything went. This dude was 84 years old at the time. 2 years later, he's still driving for those people. He's 86 years old, still drives a flatbed 18-wheeler.
Well, he was back in 91. When I couldn't get my wife straightened out, she got on cocaine, and I left her and went to Florida because I had a brother that lived down there. I went down there and went to work, and I had my, well, it was a CDL, but back then they didn't go by class. A and B and D and all that, and they were just changing over. So when I got to Florida, I got a job down there with this guy, and Florida wouldn't recognize my CDLs from South Carolina because South Carolina were contesting the new CDLs. I went and got the book, looked through it, and the boss man came out there one day and said, "Well, I got Michael set up to go to Tampa, Florida, which was about 100 miles north from Sarasota. He said, you get the truck. We didn't even have a truck that would pass inspection. He had to rent a rider truck for Michael to go take his test. And George didn't have me down that I was going to take the test, too. He thought I could just go in there and take it. We get up there to Tampa, and they checked us in, and I didn't have an appointment. My name wasn't on the list. They said, well, we'll try to work you in. So it was this female license examiner. She got Michael, took him out. He came, they stayed out a few minutes, came back in, and he said, all right, Walt, said, I'm going to try to get you here, be right quick about it. I went out there and done my pre-trip inspection and all, and had me to open the hood on it, and all right, what is, explain what's what. I reached down in there with my hands. I said, this is the Pittman arm and all that. No, no, don't touch that and get all dirty and nasty. Just point to it. So I pointed to everything. We get in the truck. We went downtown Tampa, which wasn't about a block away from the DMV. She said, at the first red light, take a right. I made sure my turn signal was on. I got up there, turned right. Next light, turn right. I went down there and turned right. And this blue Cadillac pulled out in front of us. I had to hit the brakes and stop. And this black guy jumped out, ran up to the passenger side running board, climbed up on the fuel tank. What you looking for? You want some of this? I got the good stuff. I got the good stuff. He had a handful of crack rocks. And he looked in there at that officer sitting in the seat in that Florida Highway Patrol uniform on. She told him, she said, get your dumb butt down off of here and get out of here. I couldn't believe that. I went to the next red light, turned right, and went right back to DMV, got out, and got my license.
That's an insane story right there. I'll never have something that'll match that. That is hilarious. Went right up to an officer. Whoa.
Chad didn't chime in here tonight. He's probably sitting back, him and Anna sitting back laughing at us.
I'm sure Chad didn't go anywhere. He likes to listen.
Hey, I'm glad I started this Tuesday night roundtable. I talked to a couple of guys a couple of weeks ago. Well, I think I told you about it. And I still haven't heard either one of them check into the net, any net. And Wednesday night, that's the night I had the surgery. Tuesday night, I didn't go to sleep at all. I just laid there and tossed and turned, worried about the eye surgery and all. And Wednesday night, I had the surgery Wednesday morning at 9:30. And I was down here, I was going to check into the net. I always check into the South Carolina single side man net at 7 o'clock. I could barely check into it. And I went back up to the house to get my flashlight so I would have it down here. So after I checked into the broader's net, and I got back down here with my flashlight, and I sat down, and I dozed off, and I looked up, and I said, oh, no, I can't hang in here. I went ahead and done the pre-check-in with Gary. But I believe that's the first time I've ever missed checking in with Gary. I very seldom check in on the pre-check-in. If I'm somewhere away from home. I'll try to check in on Echolink on my phone. But Wednesday night, I just couldn't hang in there. And last night, I had a pretty good night's sleep. And I've been sitting here all day yawning with my grandson as I went and got him. He was saying, "Papa, you going to sleep?" I know I ain't going to sleep. But I'm not even going to take my epitripline tonight. I'm not going to need it, Daniel. K4OIM Friday.
Oh, and no problem there. I understand how it is to be tired. Put it to you this way. I am usually asleep before 9 o'clock every night of the week. This is the only night that I stay up late. And sometimes Dave has to text or call me around with sometimes when 8 and 8:30. "Hey, are you awake? Are you gonna call the net tonight?" Because so often I'm already asleep by that time, just because of getting up early and all that. And when I used to work at Greenco and I used to have to be at work no later than 4, I've done that for over a year now. Well, not over a year. I'm right at a year, very close to a year. And I never have been able to shake that sleep cycle where I go to bed early and get up early. So even now, I'll wake up at real close to 4 a.m. or 3 something or whatever, and I fight hard to go back to sleep. And just as I go back to sleep, 45 minutes later, it's time for me to get up. And it's the most frustrating thing ever. Sometimes it makes me feel sick when I wake up in the morning to go to work after I just dozed off and that alarm goes off because I had just started going off into a deeper sleep again, and whoosh, now it's time to get up. And it just makes me feel a not good feeling. So then the rest of the day I'm tired. So when I go home, I fall asleep super early again. It's a vicious cycle that I can't seem to break. I don't know how to sleep in. And I could stay, I could get up at 4 o'clock, but then I'm, you know, awake. I don't have to leave my house until about 6:15. So I'm awake a good almost 2.5 hours before I have to leave for work. And then I'm tired because I just stayed up that whole time too. And I don't know how to break this cycle. It's a horrible cycle that I can't seem to snap out of somehow. So I know how it is to be tired. I feel your pain on that.
If you can get a hold of your power supply, I'll let you borrow that click, or either I'll sell it to you. The only downside to it, it don't have the tone pad in it. I have the tone pad. I bought it off of eBay as a tech special. It didn't work. I fixed it in. I used it in my truck out there for a long time. And then I bought that Kenwood 2-meter all mode. It's in my truck. I'm fixing to bring it out and put it in here in the house and put this Yaesu I'm talking on, put it in my truck because it's just straight FM 2-meter. But you welcome to borrow that one. I was going to let Miss Karen have it when she called the net on Tuesday night from up there in Columbus. But nobody knew how to get a hold of her after her radio quit. She wasn't back on the air. And there was no cell phone number, nothing to get in touch with her. That's when, WR8RW Robert was calling the net. And he didn't have no way to get in touch with her. But, I hate to see anybody with just an HT to talk on. I got radios here I could let you borrow or whatever. But keep it in mind, Daniel, I'm going to have to get out of here and get up there and get in bed. I'm starting to get sleepy now. So, Daniel, I'll say 7-3 on your final there. And I'm glad I stuck around to do some ride chewing and share some stories with you. So, WZMK4WZM, K4OIM, 73, Daniel. I'll be here for you finally.
Well, and thanks for sticking around for comments. I always enjoy talking to you. You don't have to feel obligated to always stick around. I know that sometimes you're tired and all that. I really get it. That's why I don't always check in on the net throughout the week, especially. Because I'm tired. I'm usually asleep before the net even starts. So I feel your pain on that. I really, really understand it, trust me. And you mentioned before about Gary. Well, I wanted to let you know, I hollered at Gary earlier today to let him know I did my first oversized load by myself and talked to him on the phone for a minute. I'm gonna try to buy me a radio. I feel bad borrowing stuff because I don't know how soon I can get something back to somebody. So I try to avoid borrowing stuff. I can buy a radio. I'm not broke. It's just earlier I spent all my money on car parts. I spent thousands of dollars recently on car parts and other things like that. So I ran myself not necessarily broke, but I was lower on money than what I wanted to be for a little bit. So I have money again, a decent amount, so I need to go ahead and buy me a radio. I'm going to try to get me a basically all-mode radio, but I need a mobile version that I can put in the 18-wheeler, and I need to get me a base station for here, too. So I'm going to start looking into that kind of stuff. I need a power supply. So I'll figure everything out and then catch back up with you once I figure out what I want or need or whatever, and I'll keep you in the loop. Thanks for hanging around for comments. K4OIM, KJ4WZM, 73 to you all, and I hope you get a good night of sleep. And I'll holler at you later on down the log.
Doctor told me today, in fact, I went to another meeting, And he checked my vision real carefully and said, you won't have any problem passing that test. So that made me feel pretty good. Walt, go ahead.
Yeah, I see. I had my left eye done Wednesday morning, and I had to go back yesterday morning for them to check and make sure everything's all right. And I told him, I said, I can't believe how much my vision has improved in that left eye. He said, well, just wait till tomorrow or wait till a week from now. And, boy, today, looking through that left eye, I wear bifocals, and everything's blurry. I have to raise the left side of my glasses up to look at the computer or TV to get everything clear. But I can take my glasses off completely and cover my right eye, and everything is so clear and bright, I can't believe it, Gene. And I can sit down here right now and read my log book. I can read the band playing. I don't know if they'll ever get good enough for me to read those little bitty LED lights on the screen of this FT950 I'm on. I'll probably still have to use a magnifying glass. I think everybody would have to use a magnifying glass to look at them little bitty letters on there where it tells you if you're in preamp or which filters you got on, which antenna you're on, and all of that. But I cannot believe the improvement in my vision in that left eye, Gene.
Man, that is good. I'm tickled pink to hear about that, Walt. My goodness, sure enough. And my vision is pretty good. I don't know that it's great a whole lot more than it. Well, it is. And it definitely is. My right eye has, all my life, has been a little worse than my left eye. And now I can't really tell the difference. So the right eye has improved. And hopefully the left eye will improve when I go through the next one next week. Well, I heard you say something a while ago, you're getting a little bit sleepy, so don't let me hold you up. I just wanted to throw in, you know, communicate with you about, you know, our common situation here on the eyes. So we'll be talking a little bit later, though, by the way. Sorry I didn't make any comment to Daniel there. I've been listening to you folks talking back and forth, but I guess Daniel is gone. If Daniel happens to be still sticking around, howdy to you. I'm not sure that I've talked with Daniel before, but his voice is very familiar. I've heard him a good bit on here. Yes, sir. Well, let's say 73's to you. Well, and we'll be talking with you a little bit later. Go ahead.
I think Daniel's still in there. I hadn't heard him file his net report yet. So I'll go ahead and clear out of here and still need a flashlight to see in the dark to get from my camper down here up to my bedroom in the house. And I'll say 73, good to talk to you, Gene. And I'll say 73's and let Daniel go ahead and file his net report. 73, Gene. Good talk to you.
Roger, real quick before he does the report. Okay, I think I remember before you saying that you were portable. So apparently you're in that camper portable, and of course I'm sometime portable, sometime mobile, and right now I'm in my home. But sometime I go out to my tent and operate from there. Well, 73, see you. And Daniel, if you're still in here and need to do the net report, we are clear. Over.
I'm portable because I've got so much radio equipment and boat anchors in here. I've lived with my daughter since I had that stroke and broke my neck. And I bought this 32-foot full-behind camper, and I'm just about gutted it just for my radio equipment. And she bought this place up here on Lake Boyd about 8 months ago, and the power goes out at least once a month where the squirrels get into the transformer. And they got in there one night when I was calling the net. Then I said, this ain't gonna happen no more. So I got me 200 watt solar panels up and two car batteries set here in the floor. That's why I'm portable. I'm totally running off the solar, Gene. So with that, I'll say 7-3s. Daniel, go ahead and pick it up and send your net report in.
Good, K4LIM, good talking to you tonight. And W4FHJ, Gene, do you want me to check you in Taylor's?
That is affirmative, please. Do that.
That. And with that being said, do I have any last stations, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Premier Net or make some comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. So I'll go ahead and make my net report up. I've got 40 seconds tonight, folks. And, Gene, I don't think I talked to you either, so, good talking to you. It's taking me a minute to do this net report thing. For some reason, my phone is doing the same thing it's been doing for the past several days, refusing to connect to the internet at all. I might have to send in my net report some other way. So, I'll give this one more shot, but otherwise I got 40 check-ins tonight.